I'm Lorna Jesty and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 2167, recorded on Thursday, 21st of April, 2022. We would like to welcome new listener Miss Musalita Thorpe of Norwich. We do hope you enjoy listening to our recordings. Mike Hutchinson is here with me, and together we will bring you local news stories taken from the Norwich Evening News, topical letters, information desk, and two features. The first one is how the Rotary Club is celebrating its centenary, and the other tells us the haunting stories from the Ferry Boat Inn. So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. Thugs trash a church during Holy Week. An Easter fair was back in Chapelfield Gardens after 2 years away. Hopes a new diagnostic centre could cut waiting times.
Church officials have expressed their sadness after yobs targeted their place of worship during a 10-day rampage. Police are investigating attacks on St Mary and St Margaret's Church in Sprowston. During the spate, vandals broke into the church's kitchen and smashed up the organ, threw children's toys at the spotlight in the nave, lobbed eggs inside the building and attempted to start a blaze. The vicar of the church, the Reverend Canon Simon Stokes, said, "My anxiety is that it's a church that we leave open because a number of people in the community like to use it. It's a quiet place adjacent to the town cemetery. But if it continues to get worse, then we may need to consider not leaving the church open. That would be a last resort. A medieval building is quite vulnerable." The suspects also damaged a door and scrawled offensive language on paperwork. The Reverend Stokes added, "I do not know whether it is linked to the school holidays or not, but I want to encourage those responsible not to damage a place of worship." Church warden Sue Ellingham said, "There has been lots of damage in various places and we've had the police involved." Claire Lincoln, head of Sprowston Youth Engagement Project, said, "As the church is one of our main partners, we're very keen to help them to find out who has been causing these issues."
People in the east of Norwich got a shock when a shed fire spread to neighbouring gardens and sent flames shooting 30 feet into the sky. The blaze broke out in a garden between Britannia Road and Belsize Road, Norwich. Three fire crews from Sprowston, Earlham and Wroxham battled the fire and used hose reel jets to bring it under control. Neighbours gathered outside their homes to watch the fire as plumes of smoke and flames lit up the sky. It took almost an hour for the fire to be put out.
A natural beauty spot and year-round wildlife haven in Norfolk has been named among the best places in Britain for a spring hike. As the largest of the Broads National Park family, Hickling Broad is one of the county's crown jewels, and it has now been included in a list of 10 great British spring hikes by the Daily Telegraph. Set at the head of the River Thurne, Hickling Broad is the largest of Norfolk's lakes, and it's rich in wildlife attracted to the water and the woodlands around it. The area is noted for having Britain's largest breeding population of the common crane. It's also the home to the bittern, as well as the marsh harrier and the barn owl.
A special procession wove its way round Norwich to mark Palm Sunday and the beginning of Holy Week. Norwich Cathedral's clergy and choir joined members of St Peter Mancroft Church outside City Hall for the traditional litany of the palms before going through the city streets, led by a donkey, and arriving for the cathedral sung Eucharist. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, said, "After two very different years due to the pandemic, it was wonderful to be able to resume our Palm Sunday procession on such a lovely, sunny Sunday morning, and we thank all who joined us."
A dedicated base to scan for health conditions, including cancer, could open within the next 2 years if plans are given for the go-ahead. A reserved matters application for the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital Diagnostic Assessment Centre next to the Norwich Research, Search Park has been put forward by the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust to South Norfolk Council. Outline planning permission was granted in 2013, and if approved, the two-storey building would be built on a 1.87-hectare plot next to the Quadram Institute in Rosalind Franklin Road. It's been funded as part of a £69.7 million government package, which will pay for similar centres at Galston's James Paget University Hospital and the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn, all expected to open by March 2024. Simon Hackwell, Director of Strategy and Major Projects, said the centres would provide capacity to support patients and healthcare staff in the rapid diagnosis of disease, with a view to reducing waiting lists, including cancer diagnosis. The centre would include 2 X-ray and ultrasound machines, 5 MRI and 4 CT scanners, staff rooms, offices, a cafe, 12 patient drop-off spaces and 1 parking space for a patient transport vehicle. The design and access statement said, "The demand for imaging has significantly increased during the COVID-19 pandemic, following the pause of our many imaging appointments to deal with the immediate threat of the pandemic. This has been exacerbated by the demand stream for diagnostics, particularly for cancer patients."
More than £2 million has been pledged to tackle issues around drug and alcohol abuse in Norfolk in a tranche of government funding. As part of a national drive to support people suffering with substance abuse problems, the Department of Health and Social Care has awarded a grant of £1.9 million to Norfolk to address the problem. A further £140,500 has also been awarded to the county to fund detoxification services in the region, taking the investment to more than £2 million. The £1.9 million will include some investment in Project Adder, a scheme involving Norfolk Constabulary, which helps to rehabilitate drug users while also targeting supply lines. Project Adder was launched in the Greater Norwich area last year, which stands for Addiction, Diversion, Disruption, Enforcement and Recovery, bringing together police, local councils and health services to tackle the issue. And public health bosses say that some of the funding will be used to develop similar approaches further afield in the county.
Spiking kits, pioneered by a leading Norwich biochemical scientist, have been rolled out into 17 new venues. Michelle Frost, a specialist from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, has developed a test kit to determine whether revellers have been spiked while on nights out. It's part of a campaign against the criminal practice, which came after a spate of spiking incidents last year in which victims were given drugs or substances either through their drinks or injections. The kits were initially rolled out to 20 venues across the city, but after a successful pilot, they are being provided to 17 more, including in Great Yarmouth and Norwich. The kits have been funded by Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner. Ms. Frost said, "This really is now starting to take off, with more venues coming on board. It means we can make sure that people are going out and they can feel safe, and we can really start to find out the true extent of the problem. This is great for public reassurance, and it may mean those performing the acts of spiking have been deterred. We're also gathering some really important data on the substances in use, which has never been collected in such a way before." PCC Giles Orpen-Smelly said, "We absolutely want anyone who becomes a victim of spiking assault to report it to the police. These kits are a really helpful way for someone to take action to confirm whether they've been spiked and what with."
A popular fair was back in the city after 2 years away, despite it costing them double to run the rides. The Easter Fun Fair was opened in Chapelfield Gardens by organisers, the Showman's Guild. The fair was cancelled both in 2020 and 2021 due to the pandemic. Jonathan Gray, chief steward of the Eastern Counties section, said, "It's really lovely to be back. This is the start of our season and we haven't had a full one in 2 years. We've got some different rides, but it's mostly as people know it, a really big fair. There are 10 large rides and lots of stuff for kids. We've had to have a small price increase due to the cost of living going up. When we got petrol yesterday, it cost double what it normally does."